kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Mariam Edris, kasalukuyang nakadaong ang barko nila dito sa Melbourne at siya ay isang engine cadet. Engineer.
Yes po, future engineer.
So ano yung, bakit barko? Kasi parang bibihira yung mga babae sa barko, di ba?
Well, honestly, it's because of the opportunities given to me. I am currently a scholar. That's why I pursued this profession and also of the benefits that come with it. Being as a seafarer, despite all of the challenges.
Taga General Santos City ka?
Yes po, taga Jensen po.
Hindi ako nagkakamali, nasa Karagatan din kayo, di ba? So, parang familiar yung Karagatan sa'yo. Pero, hindi mo ba namimiss?
Pamilya mo, ang bahay mo?
Yes, I would miss them. But from the words of my mother, because back then she would write letters to me, she told me every time I would be lonely, I should only look at the sea because everyone is connected through the sea, through my home, General Santos City. That's why I'm not homesick.
So 1 year ka na sa barko?
Yes po, 1 year.
Ano yung buhay mo dahil ang mga kasama mo, puro lalaki, halos lahat?
Actually, lahat po lalaki. Ako lang po mag-isang babae on board.
So, ang tawag mo sa kanila mga kuya, tito?
Yes po, kuya po ang tawag ko sa kanila most of the time po. May tatay-tataya na rin, mga ganun po.
Kasi maraming mga Pinoy, hindi ba?
Yes po. Mixed crew po kami. May mga Chinese po, Malaysian and Singaporean po.
So, anong typical na araw mo? Anong oras ka nagsisimula? Anong ginagawa mo? Ikaw ba yung isa sa mga naglilinis ng grasa sa engine? Ganun ba yung ginagawa mo?
Yes po, that's part of the job. Cleaning is part of the job. So, as an engine cadet, we are only going to work for a standard of 8 hours a day that comes from 8 to 12 and 1400 to 1800. And in the morning, of course, as future officers, future engineers, we would still do the mechanical jobs such as maintenance for the various machineries and also cleaning likewise thereof what needs to be cleaned such as oil or whatever fuel or whatever problems, even sewage.
So talagang mahilig kang magkalikot at mag-ano ng mga mekaniko, parang ganun, mag-mekaniko.
Yes po, yun po ang na-observe po na mga iba kong crewmates ko. Kasi isang utos lang nila sa akin, gets ko agad, hindi ako mag-hesitate magtanong kung hindi ko po alam. Talagang may goal po ako at saka I want to excel in this field po kasi.
Sabi mo scholar ka?
Yes po, scholar po. I am a scholar of the International Maritime Employers Council or IMEC, studying under the Maritime Academy of Asia and the Pacific, a MAAP cadet po.
So parang ito yung parang apprenticeship mo?
Yes po, this is my apprenticeship.
Sabi mo nga, puro mga kuya, may tatay-tatayan ka. Spoiled ka ba o may mga araw ba na pinapahirapan ka kasi bata ka, babae ka?
I mean, there would be hardships po kasi talaga dahil yun nga, yung tipong pagsakay mo pa lang po on board na ayaw nila ikaw parang magbuhat ng mabigat, ayaw kanila pang magbukas dyan ng, for example, ng fuel injection valve o kahit ano. Sunod, kailangan ko pa talaga ipakitaan, kailangan ko pa i-prove, kailangan ko pa i-challenge. For example, may mga bigat dyan na mga sako, napuno ng mga trapo, napuno pa ng mga langis. Ako yung pinakamabigat, kukunin ko na yan agad. Tapos sisigawan nila ako na, bunso, or don't get that, that's too heavy. Mas lalo akong bibilis, tatakbo palayo. And then makikita rin nila na, kaya pala niya. Ayun, so over time, binibigyan na po nila ako dyan ng at least ng job po na according to my occupation po at hindi lang talaga dyan sa harapan ng computer doing admin work.
Ano naman ang mga kahalagahan ng lugar tulad na ito, yung Seafarer's Mission, sa'yo bilang isang seafarer?
Well, Seafarer's Mission is important to me because they cater to the needs of the seafarers. They make sure that the livelihood and the living and accommodation and the life on board is all right for the seafarers. And I truly appreciate Seafarer's Mission because it also helps us seafarers and assist us with what we need on board. They give us they sometimes give us clothes. They would sometimes give us like shampoo or toothbrush or toothpaste at Christmas. Especially me as an engine cadet, I don't want to spend most of my money like that. And just recently, what I've liked the most is that they give me books because I like reading. So I have my personal library from the books I've collected in Seafarers Mission po kasi.
Saan ka na nakarating at saan mo pa gusto makarating?
I've actually, for my first vessel, I've already been in Korea, China, Malaysia, okay, Suez, Malta, and then in Europe, Germany, Netherlands, France, Spain, and because back then I had Asia-Europe voyage. But for this vessel, I only had like Australia, 5 ports of Australia, Fremantle, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Tanjung Pelapas, and Port Klang, and Singapore, and just rotating. But yeah.
Parang naka-around the world ka na.
kulang na lang po South America, to be honest.
So ano yung pinakamatagal na panahon mo sa barko?
My first contract po, 8 months.
Walang babaan?
Walang babaan po. Ako pa nag-request ng extension ng contract.
Wow.
Because actually, it was a very good vessel rin po. Around 236,000 gross tonnage, 23,000 TEU po. And one of the largest container vessels at that time po kasi. Tsaka LNG powered po rin kasi siya. Very new. That's why I requested for an extension so that I would immerse myself more in this alternative fuel po kasi.
Anong goal natin, Maria? Maging kapitan? Maging head ng shipping company?
Ang goal ko po for now is to be a chief engineer and also to be one of the pioneering women who would help other women in this profession po, to help protect them. Because as much as possible, even though I would say there are still a lot of challenges when it comes to women working in the maritime sector. So I hope it would improve, not just for the women and also for the males as well, because they too share our concerns when it comes on board.
Maraming salamat, Mariam, at good luck sa'yo.
Thank you po. Good afternoon.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.